Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ash Wednesday today. It's just another day for many, if not most people in our world. But for Christians, we have a different perspective. Our perspective on this day has been changed by God. Has been changed by God Himself. We impose ashes on our heads to remind us of our mortality. And in doing so, in the form of the cross, we're reminded of our eternal life in Jesus' name by His cross. Our perspective on this day is different because of what God has done in Jesus Christ. Perspective, or point of view, is defined by purpose. If you have one purpose in mind, then your perspective on things is different than when you have a contrary purpose. It's like driving in traffic. If you're trying to get to the hospital because a loved one is hurt, your perspective on traffic is radically different than if you're merely going out for a drive to enjoy the day. Your purpose in driving changes your perspective on the traffic. Now, tonight's sermon comes to us from the high priest Caiaphas. Caiaphas was the high priest in the year that Jesus was put on the cross. Caiaphas's purpose defines his perspective on the cross of Christ. Indeed, his purpose was to put Christ on that cross. But his is not the only perspective, nor is it the only purpose by which we view the cross. Our gospel writer, John, makes this distinction very clear for us. Caiaphas's words, his words speak God's perspective, God's purpose for his son's death. But the intention of Caiaphas, the purpose of Caiaphas, is clearly not the same as God's. We learn this from the word choices that are in the text. Listen again to Caiaphas's sermon just out of verses 49 and 50. He says, to the Sanhedrin, to everyone gathered, he says, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." Now, Caiaphas uses the word "die" in his sermon in this place. In the Greek, the word "die" in the middle of this sentence is from a similar root word as the word perish that comes at the end of the sentence. These words carry with them what God's purpose is for Christ in going to the cross. So, why do I say that this was not Caiaphas's purpose, but God's? Well, it's because of the different words used in the end of our text today. In verse 53, John tells us, "So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death." It's the difference in the words, like your purpose in driving, that change the perspective of what's really being said by Caiaphas. It's a different Greek expression for put to death in verse 53, than what Caiaphas uses in verse 50. That distinction of words tells us Caiaphas's true intention, which is to murder. To murder Jesus. In fact, this verse 53 makes the intention of murder crystal clear. It says they, the council under Caiaphas, they planned, they made it their purpose to murder, to kill Jesus out of fear and for spite. Now, going back to the root Greek word that Caiaphas uses as he speaks to the council in verse 50. Again, that's the word that has the meaning of dying or of death or of life ending. So what Caiaphas does here is he couches his evil intention of murder by using this different word. He was a very calculating and clever man. He starts by setting up only two choices for the council. One, to follow Jesus, which means their nation, as they currently know it, will perish. And oh, by the way, our jobs go along with that. So that's not an option. So then, two, Jesus needed to be put to death. And in that way, the nation is saved. Of course, there is great irony in this from a historical perspective. The irony is that as this high priest's prophecy is carried out, with the ending of Jesus' life, the fall of Jerusalem actually begins. From this time on, Jerusalem never has peace again. We must also be aware of the fact that this high priest, Caiaphas, was speaking according to the office that he held. John records for us that as the high priest in the year that Christ was killed, Caiaphas was prophesying. That is, he was telling forth the truth. That's the role of a priest and a prophet. It doesn't matter that the man in the office is wicked. God uses the office he's established for God's own purposes. It's for God's plan. The office is not to be confused with the person. He didn't prophesy because he was Caiaphas. He prophesied because he was the high priest. Now, this conniving and self-seeking man uses that office of prophet and priest to murder the true prophet and priest of Israel, Jesus Christ. And yet, in the words of Caiaphas, he says, in fact, he speaks forth the true purpose of God because of his office. It was God's purpose in sending Jesus to earth to have him die on the cross. This ending of Jesus' life was what God had planned. It was truly prophesying, as well as manipulating the council, that Caiaphas spoke using this word, die, regarding Jesus. And yet in his heart was the meaning of the other word, to murder, which John tells us became the purpose of the whole council after agreeing with this. Sin always seeks to kill, to divide, to take from God what belongs to God, which is life. Life. So in Caiaphas' purpose to take Jesus' life away, we see what sin seeks to always do. Murder. Yet it was Jesus' intention to give his life away by dying in the place of those who deserve death, which is all of us, all sinners. This death was so that all of God's children, as it says in verse 52, so that all of God's children would be gathered together. In this death of Jesus, we are, by faith in him, made children of the living God. That is God's purpose. That is God's intention for us. God's purpose was accomplished in Jesus dying, so our perspective, our reality is forever changed. Jesus took in his body our sin, and, as Caiaphas prophesied, Jesus was put to death. Yet, though it was a murderous purpose that Caiaphas poured into those words, God poured a different purpose, a life-giving purpose. Jesus' life was ended so that sin's life within God's children would end forever on the cross. In bringing the life of sin to an end through the death of Jesus, who is our prophet and priest, we have now new life in Christ by grace through faith in his name alone. In his name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord.